If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
That's all I got to say is nope,
that was wrong, John. Terry Key says nope, not Professor Plum, but an incredible simulation. All right, there you go. Just ahead this hour on Bucket Strategy Investing. You can never get enough of our buddy Terry Keyes. He's back with me for more.
I'm going to text Plum right after the show. I'm really curious now. Did he catch any fish?
Yeah, he was out fishing yesterday. But he's got, you know, he's marrying, he's getting his son. His son has a wedding. It's tomorrow.
You know what? That might be a big fish story now that I think about it. That was his son's bachelor party. They probably never even went fishing, John.
No, you know, they went fishing. I just think afterwards.
With this. Do you think they might have gone?
I'm not saying anything. All right,
Been a story for the women.
You're not going to get me on the record saying that. Not quite.
Okay.
Anyway, Terry's in today for the next and for the next few days, tomorrow and a couple of days next week, for Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, standing by to answer your money questions. We've got room on the phones right now, as per tradition. A lot of stuff to talk about, some stuff left over from last hour, and some new stuff for this hour. So get ready. Your emails, your phone calls, a big part of the hour. Keep it right here. We've got the information that you need to know about your money and your money strategies. You can send those emails, which we'll get to this hour. Should I promise that?
Yeah, we'll get to a few.
We will. We definitely will.
Now that you've committed, we only have to do one, and we will have fulfilled our commitment. So
that's a good way of looking at it. WealthEd.com, that's where you go. Our website, you click on the Find Your Answer link. You can also call us right now with your money question, 877-PLANNER. That's our number right here in the studio. Brain Trust Advisors are available to you off the air, in person, or however you'd like to do it. Doesn't matter. You want a personalized buckets plan? Of course you do. You need a bucket strategy. You need one designed that's designed with the goals that you have, all your needs in mind. You call Terry Keyes or Professor Plummer, anyone at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. That's the number there. Talk to the Brain Trust off the air. You can schedule an appointment with a Brain Trust advisor and get yourself a bucket strategy. Again, 800-644-1150. That's the number off the air. Now, on the air, it's important. We got all the lines open right now. So there's room on the phones for you. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. I got so engrossed last hour, Terry, in this whole discussion on annuities and using them as savings vehicles. We didn't cover, which I think we need to do maybe later this hour, things like participation rates, cap rates, surrender periods.
We can get to that if you want.
Spreads. But
I was going to segue. It's actually not as much of a gear shift as you're saying, John, because I just got to think about it. We were talking about a five-year fixed or CD at paying 1.6, 1.8. I don't know. I don't even look at CD rates.
Call it 1.5.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. And then a 5-year annuity, fixed annuity, paying about 2.45 right now. We were saying
call it 2.5.
2.5. That's all based on current interest rates.
Yes, it is. Now,
and the 10-year treasury rate.
Okay. So when you buy one of these annuities for 5 years, you are locked into that interest rate.
Yeah, especially with penalties, because with interest rates this low, the penalty is more severe than it would be if you
bought if interest rates are high, they want you out.
Let me put it this way. They don't change the penalty rate based on interest rates. So when interest rates are 12, they don't raise the penalty to 12. I mean, whatever a 5-year surrender penalty on annuity is, it is all the time, it stays the same.
Right.
So you really get penalized more when you're agreeing to a 5-year 2.5 rate.
Of course.
Because if the first year penalty is 6%, you just lost, you know, 2.5 years worth of interest.
Absolutely. So they want you to keep it in there. Now, if interest rates change during that period of time, you've got to stick with it until the end, unless you want to pay this surrender charge. And there's a surrender penalty, that kind of thing. It's the same thing with a CD. The old substantial penalty for early withdrawal, that kind of a thing.
Yeah,
they want you to keep your money there.
The insurance company doesn't want, if interest rates double in the next 2 years, they don't want everybody bailing.
No, you know, exactly. So. And interest rates could. We never know what's going to happen. Yeah. So you're a big fan. You said this, the two of your favorite financial topics, besides annuities and insurance, the stuff you deal with.
Right.
Interest rates and oil. Now,
because they have such a huge impact on everything.
Okay, so
that happens.
I will defer to you and say, what is the interest rate? What do people need to know about interest rates?
Well, what's the bellwether tracker? If you're going to get up and just and keep an eye on it once a week, mm-hmm. or every day, like I do,
10-year,
and you're going to turn on the financial shows in the morning or the stock market shows, you're going to want to look at the 10-year Treasury, because that's the bellwether. I mean, it doesn't, in my opinion, it doesn't really do any good to look at a 30-year rate. I mean, it's so far out, it's crazy. But at the same time, it probably doesn't do any good to look at a 2-year rate either. So mortgages, auto financing, index annuities, fixed annuities, all these rates are adjusted weekly and monthly by all these different areas based on the 10-year Treasury.
Why it's a 10-year Treasury, I don't know, but they just...
It's a good... interim point between, you know, 2 years and 30 years and it's the most popularly used treasury, so it has the most volume as well.
All right, so we're around 1.7 something.
1.78 when I turned the television off at 7:30 this morning.
There was a time when, and I've said this with Professor Plum too, there was a time when it hits four, when it hit four, it used to be that we had these cycles of interest rates. And as it got close to the 4%, the 10-year, you think, oh, man, we're at a low cycle now. Nowhere to go but up. Well, the last time we were at 4 had to have been 10 years ago or 8 or something like
that. Yeah, I would say 7 or 8 years ago, yeah.
It's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
All right, so why should people be concerned about interest rates?
Well, it affects everything that we do. I mean, it affects if you're going to refinance or even worse. I like to think anybody that could or was qualified or qualified for all these programs, HARP and all those, I like to think those people have already refinanced. I mean, if they had...
If they had the equity, yeah, you have to have
equity,
that.
Equity, credit, all the things, right. So really, would really affect someone out looking to buy a new house. You know, interest rates affect that. Interest rates affect the cost of businesses growing and not growing, so that hurts the economy when they don't grow. When interest rates are low like this, in theory, companies can grow, they can hire people, they can expand operations.
But we haven't seen that.
Well, we started to a little bit.
You've seen people who are going to buy things on time. That helps them. Car loans, mm-hmm. certainly. People who can mm-hmm. purchase autos.
The business side of it hasn't happened as much, and that would be kind of the final part of an economic recovery where you really saw businesses start to expand and hire and increase wages.
And it hasn't happened.
No, not to the extent that they needed to. So that begs the question is, can we really afford to raise interest rates then? Because the Fed meets several times, many, many times a year, 8-10 times a year,
yeah.
and makes a decision on whether to raise rates or not. And so far, here we are in April 2016, I think the beginning of the year the prediction was from all the financial experts, way smarter supposedly than you and I are, John, they thought maybe 4 interest rate risks, if interest rate increases this year, possibly.
There's no chance of that now.
I don't think so. I was talking to a well-respected money manager this morning, and I said, I don't know that we will see another one this year, and he believes that the June meeting will be another quarter point hike. So he and I differ on that. We made a friendly wager.
I fail to see how interest rates... being where they are now for so long, I mean, their efficacy, the low interest rate efficacy, I think ran out a long time ago. I'm not saying
they've been so low for so long; it did everything it was going to do.
It can't do anything more. I mean, it's okay. How many times are you going to go out and purchase a house or a car
right.
or buy something on
right.
time? I mean,
so what do you do to stimulate the economy next? What do you do? Just nothing? Just leave it alone? Or
you increase the deficit?
Keep increasing it.
You have to. And the deficit, the federal government deficit, is the public sector surplus. Mm-hmm. And by, it's like the Monopoly Bank, right?
Right.
Well, if nobody, none of the players have much money, you know, wouldn't it behoove everybody to just, you know, mm-hmm. banks start giving away, I don't mean giving it away, but spending more.
Now, another way to help.
It's the only way to do it. That's how you create inflation.
Another way to help the economy, and it takes yeah. a couple of months to take effect because of lag time, would be to dramatically lower the cost of fuel, because everybody in the country fuels up
Haven't we done that thing? I mean, it's kind of happened, has it?
Well, it did, and then it reverted a little bit. But that isn't a Fed decision.
Oh, that's not. No, that's a market decision.
That's not even a U.S. decision primarily anymore. So we may want our economy to grow. There's nothing really. What can a U.S. company do? You think some oil producer out there is going to go, I think I'll just drop the price of the oil we're selling down to $9 a barrel.
No, it's a commodity like anything else.
Right.
It's a commodity. It's gold. It's money. It's like the dollar, whatever. It's what's going to happen with that is going to have to do with price and supply and demand and all that.
Right. But just think about when fuel went from $4 a gallon to $1.39 a gallon in a lot of places, okay? Don't think about you and I. We always do that one. The average family has two cars. They fill up, you know, four times a month. I've done that math with you 100 times probably. It's a couple hundred dollars a month for that family. But when you add up all the families in America, that is a lot of money. But the real difference is think about these companies that spend millions and millions of dollars a year on fuel. I mean, just go along I-15 and airlines rejected in the prices. I saw prices still this year, earlier this year, San Diego to Seattle, $67 one way.
Yeah,
the fuel costs for the airlines, and especially if they bought some contracts 6 months ago when fuel hit the all, you know, I think the all-time low in oil recently was February this year.
Probably true.
Yeah, $26 a barrel.
All right, well, there you go. A little economics discussion there. Now, we're going to get to some of your emails when we come back. More of your phone calls, too. We got some lines open, 877-PLANNER. If you have questions on any of the things we've talked about so far today or whatever we haven't talked about, this is why you call the Brain Trust. We can talk more about annuities, too. I've got some emails on things. We're going to cover some of this stuff with Terry Keyes, who's sitting in for Professor Plum today. We have a couple of Social Security emails, too. Can you handle those?
I can handle them.
All right, well, we're going to talk more about that when we come back. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes. It's Bucket Strategy Investing, talking more with you when we return.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost.
cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number.
Welcome back to the program. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes, talking to you about your dough. We got some room on the phones, 877-PLANNER. Take advantage of the brain trust, 877-752-6637. I should remind you again, too, by the way, that coming up here at the end of the month is yet another workshop, Retirement Strategies, Lucia Capital Group, Retirement Income Strategies Workshop. You can join the brain trust, including Professor Rick Plum, not Terry Keyes this time. He's got some conferences he's got to attend. This is like the only one you've missed in, what, a year, 2 years, probably, maybe longer?
Probably 4 years, maybe.
Okay, well, it's been a long time.
2012,
but anyway.
2013.
All right, well, duty calls. But so anyway, you can join the Brain Trust Saturday morning, April 30th in Santa Clara, California at the...
Santa Clara Marriott off the Highway 101 in Santa Clara, California. Right across the street
from where the
49ers built the most beautiful Levi's Stadium. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Well, great location there. Come from all over the Bay Area. Just register at wealthed.com or call us at 800-644-1150. Rick, the Professor Plum, and John Ellis, the financial advisor in the Bay Area, will both be there. Great material.
Yeah, absolutely. You can learn a lot of things, wealth education, and come with your questions because they will be answering questions. You can ask them toward the end of the program, either during the program or you can corner one of them after the show and say, hey, I got a question for you. Answer this one, smart guy, and they will.
It's all probably right? Too much information for our viewers and listeners.
What do you got?
April 30th, that weekend,
yes,
is my youngest daughter's, the weekend of her 21st birthday.
That weekend, that's not why you're not there.
Yeah, it's why. It's not because I can't spend it with her. I was with her for a day last week in Colorado. She goes to school in Colorado.
Oh, that's right. She's away at school.
Right, she's away at school. My wife is concerned that she would be all by herself on her 21st birthday with her friends, obviously, from school, but no family.
Oh, well.
So my wife is going to jump a plane and go to Colorado and spend several evenings and her 21st birthday with her.
Does your daughter want that? Because oftentimes you don't want your parents around on your 21st birthday.
No, my daughter is the type of daughter who would love her mom to be with her
okay.
on her 21st.
All right.
Okay. Because of that, there are farm obligations that cannot be handled by anyone else. One of us has to be on the farm.
Okay, so you're going to be tending the farm.
I'm tending the farm, and I can't go to, believe it or not, true story, I can't go to Santa Clara because of farm duties.
Okay, that's right. Somebody's got a
very ill horse who needs a lot of attention.
All right.
All day, every day, basically. All right? Mm-hmm. And some other animals that need some help that
you
just couldn't burden a non-family member with.
Well, somebody's got to plow the South 40, and that's got to be Terry Keyes.
That'll be me.
There you go.
So if you're heading out near Highway 67 in Ramona, California, check me out on my tractor on April 30th. I'll be there.
He's got his straw hat.
I do have one. I don't have the cob pipe, but I do have the straw hat.
No, but he's sitting there on his John Deere. If you go by, he will just lift his hat up and give you a jaunty wave. All right, let's do a couple of emails. By the way, I said 877-PLANNER. We got some lines open. If you've got a money question, I suggest you call now, 877-752-6637. Emails at that aforementioned wealthed.com website. Justin in Loganville, Georgia. Lovely place. I am under the Roth IRA income limits. My question, can I contribute to a traditional 401k, a Roth 401k, and a regular Roth IRA, all three?
Well, I could just say yes, and we could move on to the next question. or we could do
let's elaborate a little.
We could educate everybody watching and listening. All right, let's start at the very beginning. What does he mean by the fact that he's under the Roth income limits? Okay, what he means is that there's a certain combined. I'm just assuming he's married because we don't know. But let's assume he and his wife together have a combined adjusted gross income under $190,000.
So which qualifies,
right? Yes. So the government says if you're under certain amounts, we'll allow you to do a Roth. Or I mean, there are
actually certain people, it's 184 to 194.
Yeah, that's why I just picked the middle.
All right.
So there's a phase. So truly 100% ability under $184,000 of adjusted gross income. So that's what he means by he's under the limits, okay? So now once you're under the limit, he could pretty much do anything other than a regular IRA because the limits for a regular IRA are lower than the limits for a Roth IRA, okay?
If he's making that much money. Right. We don't know how much he's making.
But nowhere in this question, John, did he ask, can I do a regular IRA?
He wants to do a 401k, a regular Roth, and a Roth 401k.
All right. Now, I know you're the host and I'm the financial advisor, we'll do a little role reversal here, okay?
Okay,
some role reversal.
I never know what you're
Is there any
do.
Income limit to participate in your company's 401k? Generally speaking, there are for owners of the company that's top.
Well, we're saying if you don't own more than 5%, no.
And you're not, a billion-dollar income person that owns the company, right?
No.
Are there any income limits to participate in a Roth 401k at a company?
So it's a 401k, same thing.
Okay, and we already know he qualifies to do a Roth. So the answer to his question again is yes. Now, my first question is, why would you want to do all three? Because what's the difference in, I mean, we might as well go all the way with this, right? What's the difference in doing different ones, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you do, depending on his age, which we don't have as well, right?
Yes.
So depending on your age, you may not want to do a traditional 401k at all. You may want to do all of it in a Roth 401k because the real advantage to a Roth 401k or Roth IRA is long-term growth. And avoiding all of the taxation on that growth during your lifetime.
Sure.
Okay. His income may be a factor in whether you do a Roth or not. If you don't have hundreds of thousands of income and aren't in, you know, 100,000, 120,000 of income and aren't in a 25% tax bracket, then maybe you're still better off doing a Roth because I'm not really worried about pre-tax savings.
The Roth 401k, now that does not
doesn't come out pre-tax.
Yes, because it's a Roth.
Right. That's what I want everyone to understand. I think everyone understands that. However, if he is really concerned, no matter what his age is, about lowering his current income tax bill every year, then he wants to do the 401k.
Traditional 401k.
Yeah, and put the most in he can and forget the Roth and forget everything else. So that's why I really need a lot more information to give him a definitive answer. But the general answer, yes, if you're at work and they offer you both the Roth and the regular, you could say, all right, put $2,000 in the regular, put $2,000 in the Roth, and then you could contribute $5,000 or $6,500, depending on your age, you can contribute to a regular Roth on your own if you wanted to as well. You do. There's no rule that says, I guess is what I'm getting at, that says once you do one, you can't do the other.
You said 2,000 to one. I mean, you could put way more than that.
No, I was just making up weird numbers. No,
oh, okay.
He could put, depending on his age, he could put $24,000 in the 401k, $24,000 in the Roth, either or. You can't combine them.
No.
All right, to 48.
But the good news is you can if you wanted to do both the Roth 401k and the Roth IRA. One's a 401k, one's an IRA.
You could do 24.
If you're 50 or older.
Yep. If you're 50 or older, you could do 6,500, right? So there, now you're at 30,500.
Right.
And let's say your wife has a job, she could do the same. I mean, as a couple, you could save $61,000 that way, John.
Correct. Now, it is post-tax money if you're using the Roth.
Right.
But at the same time, you're also growing it tax-free. Yeah, the Roth 401k, I don't know how many companies actually offer that, so I
more and more common every day.
Something to keep in mind on a Roth 401k. It is a Roth, but primarily, first thing it is, Terry, is a 401k. You are subject to the 401k rules. And I should say this too. If your company has a match on a Roth 401k, what happens to that match? Where does it go? Is it a Roth or is it a traditional?
It goes in as a traditional. Is that what you're going to say, John?
I thought I had you, man.
Yeah. So it does, but that doesn't concern me. I mean, that's not a reason not to do it.
No, it doesn't, but I just some housekeeping on these Roth 401Ks.
Yeah.
You should understand that if you get a match on that, they do not match, it doesn't grow under the Roth umbrella.
No, and the match is where I was going to go next, because if their company's matching at all in any of these, they're not saving 61. Who knows what they're saving? Maybe they're saving $80,000 a year for retirement.
You never know. You never know, depending on what the match is. All right. Well, Justin, there's your answer. We have a couple more emails we're going to get to. Hedy in Fountainville, Arizona. We've got a lot to get to, as a matter of fact. Also talk a little bit more about some of these annuities and whatever else you want to talk about. Lines open. Call now. 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principle.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Know-how. Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a 4-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a 4-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Come on, feel the noise. Lines open. Girls, Johnny Dean, Terry Keys. Terry filling in for Professor Plum.
Boys?
Huh?
Is that the words? Girls, rock your boys?
Oh, yeah, this is an older song. Yeah, you've heard this before.
Billy Idol or somebody? Who is it?
Who is it?
Tom doesn't know.
I always forget.
Someone will tell us.
You got to remember, I said I stopped paying attention to music about 1984.
Well, Billy Idol was a total guess. Sounds like him.
I don't think it's Billy Idol.
Sounds like the Rebel Yell.
Oh, I look like a total idiot right now. All right. 877-PLANNER, our number. This much we know. We can answer your money questions here. 877-752-6637. We do have some lines open right now, so give us a call. If you've got a question, we're here to answer it for you. Terry Keyes sitting in for Professor Plum till the top of the hour, so you don't have a ton of time. Get your calls in. Your emails, you go to wealthed.com, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. We had Justin's email. I'm going to continue this right now, Terry. Hetty in Fountain Hills, Arizona. Sorry about that.
Now, have you ever been to Fountain Hills? Do you know where it is?
Yeah, it's in Arizona.
Yeah, where, though? Do you know where it is?
I drove through there. See, now you're doing this again because I've never stopped there.
Okay. First of all, Fountain Hills is almost due east of Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, okay.
You take Shea Boulevard.
Shea, that's right.
And it turns into like a highway that
left,
ends up out in. Yeah,
right.
You take a right if you're going north.
Yeah, but if I'm
start
coming
heading
from
east,
south,
right?
Okay,
right?
Yeah, right.
And then when you get to Fountain Hills, mm-hmm. it's a beautiful retirement community, by mm-hmm. the way.
Yeah.
The entire town is based around a beautiful lake, like a small lake. And in the middle of the lake is a clock tower.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course.
And the fountain goes all the time. It
yes.
runs.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful little town.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you take a left turn at Albuquerque.
I had some. My wife's grandmother and grandfather moved there and lived there in Fountain Hills. We visited often. Very nice town.
And you were on Shea Boulevard, though.
We still have relatives off of Shea to this day.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, you know what? There it is. There's some more of your useless trivia.
Phoenix trivia. There you go. It's a great town. Okay, so let's answer a question from Fountain Hills.
Was there a question? I forgot.
No, there was a question. Yes.
Came in a long time ago. Hetty, Fountain Hills, Arizona. I'm 60 years old and just retired. I plan on waiting until 70 to take my Social Security.
Okay. She must be healthy.
Yeah, you would assume, at least mm-hmm. longevity for one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a nice pension and do not need Social Security money right now. There you go. As we're taking in about $85,000 in no debts. Hey, good for you, Hetty. Hetty says, I'm contemplating converting my IRA money to Roth IRA over the next 10 years since my tax rate will probably go up once I start taking my Social Security and IRA distributions. Do you agree? Boy, Terry, I tell you what, it's like she read our minds.
She's on the fence.
She's 60.
She's on the fence, though. I like everything about it. It's a textbook classic case
yep.
of being able to convert for 10 years
yep.
and then turning on your Social Security mm-hmm. and taking tax-free income from your Roth. However, the fact that they have a fairly nice pension and her husband's Social Security, apparently, or something, mm-hmm. adding up to $85,000, okay?
Yep.
So we don't know exactly the total of the 85, if it's all pension or partly his Social Security. We're not told that in this email. Would you agree with that?
To me, it says they're 60, and right now they're getting $85,000. Although, she had pension at 60, I mean, could be that the pension's coming in later.
Okay, but I don't know how she's 60. We don't know how old he is. Are you with me on this?
Mm-hmm. So,
and the reason is it's important. The reason is is some of that 85 his Social Security or is none of it?
Right.
If some of it is his Social Security, it's not all taxable.
Right.
And they've got some room to do conversions.
Spending the bracket is what we're talking
about. So they've got room to do that.
Yeah.
So let's say 25 of that or 30 of that 85 is his Social Security.
Okay.
It's not all taxable. Plus, they got a little room left in the 15% bracket anyways, up to about $90,000, $95,000. So the answer is yes, it's a great idea. Convert. How much she's going to be able to convert every year, I don't know until I have a little more detail. But in our scenario, we would meet with a client like this, and we would sit down and do the calculations. And so let's say the number came up to $25,000 a year she could convert and still stay in the 15% tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
I would convert every year for 10 years, $25,000 in this scenario, before she and build up a really nice Roth IRA for this couple.
Yeah, so the reason for doing this, she's 60. She's going to have required minimum distributions coming up at age 70, 70 and a half.
Right.
So in 10 years, if she allows that money to just grow unfettered, it's going to create a much larger required minimum distribution. Which, given her pensions, given her Social Security, which she's going to start taking at age 70, that's going to start subjecting that to at least some form of taxation, maybe a lot. Right?
I might even give her the opportunity to go above her 15% tax bracket in this situation, John, with some of it. Because on a blended rate, you're not really paying 25% on everything, and it still makes sense. But if all of it were in the 25% bracket, I'm not sure it's a great idea or whether I'd want to do it or not. And the other thing is, how big is her IRA? If her IRA is only 250 and we can convert it all over the next 10 years, she has no RMD by the time we're done with her.
So you get rid of it all completely.
If it was 250, if it were 350, 400, we get rid of most of it. Now, if her IRA is a million, we still got rid of a 250 chunk. I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
So for educational purposes, this is a great concept. You need to work with a financial professional who knows what they're doing and how to do it. And it's one of the situations where we really do postpone taking distributions from the IRA to 70. We don't always do that.
This now, is she's, situation we she's willing to pay taxes because she's talking about actually doing this, doing doing the conversion. Some people, as you probably know, find that, boy, you know, I'm talking about converting money out of my traditional IRA. I know it's going to start growing tax-free in my Roth, but that means that I've got to get my pen out, I got to get my checkbook out, and I got to write a check for more taxes than I had planned on doing, and I got to do this over the next several years. Do you find that people, once it comes time to actually write the check on these Roth conversions, even though it's going to help them down the line, that they just don't want to do it?
Not if you have a really good discussion and show them the math over the next 10 years and show them in the end what you're really saving. You can just remind them every year, I'm writing a check, yes, but for the rest of my life, I'm saving money in taxes. So if that's the scenario, I usually don't have a problem making them understand that.
So even knowing though, that financially, yes, it makes sense, all the numbers, I get it.
Yeah.
But man, you know what?
You'd be surprised. We have a lot of clients around the country that don't mind writing a $4,000 or $5,000 a year check to the IRS, knowing it's going to save them $10,000 a year down the road. You know what I mean?
You mean they don't have a problem?
No, they don't. They really don't have a problem doing it if they know what the savings long term is.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah. I just, you know, some people just say, and this is what a lot of advisors, I think do. They say, why pay taxes now? You know what? Let's forget taxes.
Oh,
Let's push them off. You're 10 years away from that. I can lower your tax bill now. This guy that told you to do those conversions, come on. You're going to pay more in taxes. I'm saving you some money right now. And a lot of people say, well, if they're going to save me now, then I'm not going to do it. Okay, let's see. We got some time. Yes, we do. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Let's see. We have an SSI question. John in Las Vegas is up next. Hello, John.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Beautiful weather out here today. Got
yes.
a question. I'm a retired special agent in law enforcement from the government. Uh-huh. And part of our retirement when we retire, at 57, it's mandatory, we receive something called an SSI, which is approximately 50% of what we withdraw at retirement age of Social Security. Now, I'm getting ready to turn 62. Two questions I have is, will this SSI go away automatically at age 62, or does it do at my retirement age of 65 and a half? And if it doesn't go away, can I start drawing my regular Social Security?
Well, you're talking about SSI, the supplemental social income for people who don't have any money, or what?
Yeah, why? I don't understand why you get SSI. As
there's a special provision for federal agents and firefighters. When you are forced to retire at age 57, we get a supplemental.
You're talking about supplemental Social Security, which it's there. Yeah, absolutely right. It's there to get you to 62 because they forced you to retire early.
Right.
They don't want to penalize you.
Okay. Now, does it automatically go away at 62, or if I don't want to draw till 65, will I still get that?
Okay, I have a client that has a pension at a private company, but I think it works the same way, where their pension company offers them a supplemental check, because this check really isn't coming technically from Social Security. It's coming from the federal government. I know you think that's the same, but it's not.
Right.
So the ones I've seen, all of them end at 62.
Okay, that means I actually need to.
They go away, and then
my Social Security.
Right, and then whether you want to turn your Social Security on at 62 or not, did you pay into Social Security, John? I'm assuming you did.
I did.
Yeah. So whether you want to pay into Social Security or whether you want to turn it on at 62 or not is solely up to you. You're going to make the same planning decision that the rest of us make. But just because you decide to defer beyond 62 doesn't mean they'll keep paying you. The rules for this type of a payment are the rules, and they stay that way.
Yeah. Hey, listen, John, I got to take a break. If you have some more questions, hold on. We just got to pay a couple bills here. So stick around. We got a whole lot more to talk about. Maybe some trivia if we have time. More of your phone calls. 877-PLANNER is our number. PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean. Professor Rick Plum not here. Terry Keyes, when we come back.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist.
Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2America. Red, white, and you.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Now this one is Starbuck. Great song. Plum hates it. That's why we're playing it while you're on Terry Keith. You remember this? This is a group called Starbuck. I'm gonna go with Plum. It is a terrible song. It is not a terrible song. Just one of those that brings me back to a wonderful time of life. 1976, the summer of 76.
And what were you doing?
I just remember it was in the summer of 76.
At the lake with your girlfriend, John?
No, I was actually at the beach. This is a beach song to me, and I hate the beach, but I was there with a girl. What are you going to do?
No, I think of the Beach Boys when I think of the beach. Okay, all right.
Well, anyway, 877-PLANNER. By the way, Quiet Riot, I knew that. Remember that, the Come On, Feel the Noise?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just had to think for a second.
Riot.
Yes, all right.
1983.
83, I believe, is when that came out. Okay, enough about that. 877-PLANNER. We'll get some trivia in a second. Now, coming up tomorrow on this program, this will be good. Even though we didn't finish the annuity discussion, I'd love to do that at some point, Terry.
I feel we finished it. We didn't go as far as we could have, but we finished the necessary information.
You were great. You were great, and I appreciate that. Tomorrow is another good one, right? Down your
wheelhouse
or your, yeah, exactly.
Down my alley.
Uh-huh. This will be a fastball.
Right up my alley.
Fastball letter high, all right? That's a long-term care. And we've talked about long-term care before. With you, I think, is the last time we talked about it, so it's been a few months. But long-term care insurance, it's not going to be one of those things where you say, you know, everybody should, the cost of health care is going up, so you absolutely definitely need to buy a long-term care policy. While that might be true,
so we're not going to scare the entire audience into wanting to buy long-term care
insurance? No, because as you know, and as the insurance companies have said, and they've admitted this, that it's expensive. It's gone. The costs of long-term care insurance have gone up. And by the way, the premiums you pay, Terry, and correct me if I'm wrong, on these long-term care policies, they're not level premium. I mean, they can change.
They are when you buy them, and they're intended to be. But historically, what's happened over the years is the insurance companies have had to go back and reprice the existing policies and send you a letter. We had a client here in the office yesterday that got their letter on theirs and said you can either reduce your benefit and keep your payment the same, or we're going to raise your premium $30 a month each. So for a couple, it was a $700 a year increase in the premium.
Right, and that adds up. And some people said, you know what, forget about it. I'm not going to do it.
Don't need it.
Although once it comes time to use it, you're really glad you have it. So that's the other side of the coin. So we'll talk about that. You don't need it at all until you need it. And then exactly. Okay. We will talk about that tomorrow. 877 Planner, our number. Trivia. You like trivia. I don't know how interesting this one is, because it comes from the Department of Labor.
The DOL.
The DOL, which we'll talk about next week, by the way, on this whole fiduciary decision. But as of November 30th, 2015, the Consumer Price Index had reported 35 of the last 37 months of trailing one-year inflation. That was less than the Fed's inflation target of 2%. Now, what does that mean?
They mean an annualized 2%, by the way, is what they mean.
Well, of course,
not 2% per month.
No. Well, 2% per month.
Now you're 24% a year. Yeah.
Although, imagine what CDs would be paying.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Well, that means that they can't seem to hit this inflation target.
That means we can't get the world moving or the country moving. You can say it. You can say stupid.
It is stupid. It is incredibly easy to do. How hard is it to put money in people's hands? I mean, what causes inflation?
We print money.
No, we don't print money. That has never caused inflation ever in the history of this country. Never. Money creation is not. Now, if you have people with too much money and you have them chasing obviously too few goods, the classic definition of what causes inflation, that can happen. But money is created every day, every single day.
Inflation is created by everybody.
But it's not enough.
By everybody buying everything quickly and easily so the companies can keep raising the prices.
Right.
And you have
people that are just spending too much money.
If you own a bar or restaurant that's the most sought after cheeseburger and IPA in the world that you serve there, and the line out the door is miles, miles long, mm-hmm. and you can't fit all the people in the building, you just raise your prices every 6 months. Until the place is just nice and full every day, right?
And that's exactly the way it works.
That's my definition of inflation.
That's exactly the way it works. Well, sure, and that's on an extremely micro level.
Well, I'll try to explain it as basic as I can.
That is true. You have a good product, but you're obviously not charging enough for it. In fact, somebody
you might be charging enough to make a profit, but you can afford to charge more, so you just keep doing it. Right?
Well, somebody said if you have a 100% occupancy rate in an apartment complex,
you should raise your rents.
Your rents are too. You should have
You should have at least a 5% vacancy rate all the time.
Yeah, that's how it is. Anyway, so how they can't figure this out, I don't know. But it's mostly politics. I think the Fed understands that. Okay, let's get to one more email, shall we? Before
Shirley.
The top of the hour?
Shirley.
This time it's Frank. Okay. Shirley, we're going to have to save for tomorrow.
That was a commercial in the 60s and 70s, or a cartoon. The two penguins, one would say, shall we? And the other one would say, surely.
I got you. Okay, well, Frank in Las Vegas. I have most of my money in a 401k. I have a multi-part question. I'm 74. He's been taking my mandatory distributions. When I pass, will my beneficiary have to continue the required distributions? Should I start to place these distributions into a Roth-type CD? I do not need this money. I'd like to know where I should be placing the money every year. Thank you. All right, a couple of things here. Go ahead, Terry.
One step at a time. Number one, when I pass, will my beneficiary have to continue taking my distributions? No, they will not take your distributions, because when you pass, you have a beneficiary in your 401k, and the 401k will be sent to the beneficiary, so they won't continue to take your distributions.
Well, okay? They'll take their own.
They'll take their own, but he said, do they continue to take my distributions?
You're being technical, but
no.
Yes, you're right.
I want to be as technical as possible.
If he passes, though, before he takes it that year, they will have to take one of his required distributions.
One more. I was going to go there next, just to be totally technically correct.
Yeah, sorry.
One more of his the year he passes. After that, then they're going to have their own mandatory distributions. And should he, while he's still alive now, take these distributions and place them into a Roth? No, because you can't do that. Right. You could take excess distributions and place them in a Roth, but only if you have what? John?
Earned income.
Right. So now, I'm assuming he's retired and has no income. So no, a new Roth CD is not an option. I know he doesn't need the money now, but really what he's better off doing, if he doesn't need the money, is just take the minimum distribution every year mm-hmm. that he's required to take. It's going to be inherited by someone, basically as an IRA, all right, a Roth IRA. It'll be inherited as. And as a Roth IRA, they have their own rules for distribution that they'll have to take.
Can he convert any of this stuff out of the 401k and just convert it all over to a Roth?
It's a regular 401k now.
Yeah.
So he could take larger distributions beyond his RMD mm-hmm. and then do Roth conversions to pay the taxes.
I mean, if you're going to pay the taxes anyway, you don't need the money. It's just a way to help
Well,
out.
He only has to pay the taxes while he's alive on his RMD.
That. Right.
So I'd let my beneficiary worry about the rest of the taxes. Why would I pay him?
Because you don't
just
care.
Just want to be a nice guy.
You don't care. You want to be a nice guy. All right, we're out of time. If you need Terry Keyes or Professor Plummer, any of the Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group, off the air, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Terry Keyes, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.